Our text for this morning is the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 25. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, "Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world." These are your words, Heavenly Father. Sanctify us by your truth. Your word is truth. Amen. Dear fellow redeemed in Christ, the words of Jesus which we have heard this morning can be listened to from a variety of viewpoints. Some can hear these inviting words of Jesus and think, "He cannot mean me. I know my life. I am ashamed by my actions and words. And Jesus cannot really mean he wants me in the kingdom of heaven." Others can hear these words and think, "Why do I even need an invitation? I'm pretty sure heaven is for me right now. It's something that I've done pretty well at earning. So why should I even be concerned about getting an invitation to it?" Still another group could hear these words and think, "What a waste of time. All this is a scam by some religious nut and those who foolishly still follow him today. Heaven is what I make of this world here and now. And after this life, there's nothing anyway. So why bother?" And one final group can hear these words and rejoice, knowing that they hear the voice of their Savior, the one whom they believe. They trust his word and know that he will keep it. Now, we could find even more ways to hear these words of Jesus, but the point is to realize that how we hear these words of Jesus is an indication to us of what we think about Jesus, what we think about our lives, about sin, about death, about eternity. And these words are given to us in the Holy Scriptures so that we might learn from God about these things, to learn from the one who is wisdom personified, to hear and receive from him what we need to know about matters that affect us all, matters that affect us for all time and eternity. For those who are caught in the empty philosophies and ideas of this world, those for whom Jesus is nothing more than some nice guy who might have lived and who probably died a long time ago, for these we say, look at life, at other people, at this world and its tragic history, and finally look at yourself. Realize that you do have a God already. It's just not Jesus. And the question for you is your God the true God? Is your God the one that actually can do something for you? Is your God the one on whom you can rely to bring you through death itself? These are questions to consider now, before it's too late. For those who believe in heaven but are self-satisfied, self-content in their spirituality, then you need to hear that Jesus' words in their larger context allow only two alternatives. Either you are in heaven by invitation and free inheritance, or you are not in heaven. There is no third way that allows us to get there without Jesus, without trusting in him alone for salvation, for the forgiveness of our sins. If you find yourself in this category, then you must realize that the law of God, which you believe is your friend, is really a dead weight, which cannot and will not allow you to be in the kingdom prepared by Jesus. Listen to the will of God again. Let the law of God reveal to you your true status before God, your true thoughts about other people, your lack of pure kindness and charity, and see that you truly need this invitation, this free inheritance from the Son of God to you. And are you someone whose knowledge of your sin brings you to the conclusion that there is simply no way that Jesus can mean you in this invitation to eternal life, to heaven? If so, then learn from this Savior Jesus that you are very much included. He did not come to call the righteous, he said, but sinners to repentance. He came for the sick, the blind, those who need his healing. Come, you blessed of my Father. And that means you. Jesus means it. And he has no desire that you be left out. He knows your sins even better than you do, but they did not stop him from dying for you and speaking to you now his word of forgiveness and mercy. Your sins are not stronger than Jesus. You are his adopted sons and daughters by grace alone. Believe it for Jesus' sake. And finally, those of you who are ready even now to lift up your heads in joy as your salvation nears, blessed are you, for yours is the kingdom of heaven. You know that this is not a matter of spiritual pride in your own accomplishments. You know that this is not even a matter of your own true humility. Rather, you have come to believe and trust that this is about Jesus only. And therein lies your certain hope, your comfort, and your joy. This is why you want others to hear this word too, and to grow in faith as you want to grow. It is the freedom that the gospel gives and promises. Come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. These words of Jesus are meant to be heard by all nations. It is a word that turns us away from ourselves, that reveals Jesus, the Redeemer and Savior, and it is the word of truth that gives us what Jesus says, a free inheritance of the kingdom of God through faith alone in Jesus. God grant us ears to hear and believe, that believing we may have life in his name. Amen. And let us pray. O almighty, eternal, and merciful God, by your beloved Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, you established the kingdom of grace for us in your holy church here on earth, that we might believe the forgiveness of our sins, since you are a God who has no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. We beseech you, graciously forgive us all our sins. Through the same your Son, Jesus Christ, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one true God, now and forever. Amen. grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.